Hello and welcome to this new episode of Daughters of Narcissistic Mothers podcast. I'm Mathilde and I'm your host. I'm an inner transformation mentor supporting women in healing mother wounds through the 1-on-1 10 weeks program and through Reclaim Your Fullness online community. To know more about these offerings, sign up to the newsletter or visit the website womenreclaimingtheirfullness.me. Now for the topic of today, should you tell your mother she's a narcissist? Have you ever wondered what would happen if you told your mother you believe she's a narcissist? Have you ever thought it may help her seeing the reality of her behavior? Have you felt responsible for her overcoming narcissism since you started learning about it? You know, now that you know about it, maybe she doesn't know. So maybe if you told her, that could help her. Have you ever felt that way? I get this question a lot. Should I tell my mother she's a narcissist? Would it help? And although I make an absolute point never to tell you what to do, as I do not hold the universal truth about anything, and you are the only person that can actually feel into your own personal situation. However, the short answer to that question, would it help? Should I tell my mother she's a narcissist? The short answer would be no. Unfortunately, in the vast majority of cases, telling a narcissist they're one is not very helpful and can backfire quite a bit. And this is what I want to talk about today. Again, the intention behind this episode is not to state an absolute truth and to tell you not to speak to your mother about your belief that she's a narcissist. You are the only one who can feel what is right by you, and you know your relationship with your mother better than anyone else. The intention behind this episode is to make you aware of the way a narcissist operates so that you can be better prepared in case you decide to speak to it with her. Or also you can feel off the hook if you don't feel comfortable speaking about narcissism with her. You know that that's actually nothing to do with you, but that very often that's actually not so helpful. I was recently asked by a listener if anything happened in my relationship with my mother since I started this podcast. If she changed behavior in any way towards me, either in a good way or in a bad way. I haven't started this podcast with the intention to reach my mother and somehow miraculously kickstart some inner reflections for her. But I can't deny that a part of me has hoped at moments, you know, has wondered, oh, maybe if she listened, if she actually realized, I don't know, all of a sudden a miracle could happen. And I would be lying to you if I denied that I ever even had that little bit of hope. But the actual answer to that question, if anything has changed, is nothing has changed at all. My mother knows by now what I do. As my entire family does, they all know, and I'm quite sure she was told at some point, I never asked any member of my family to keep this a secret. But nothing has changed at all. She still believes I stopped talking to her because I have some issues, and that's that. She still speaks like the victim of the situation when mentioning me to other members of the family. And I still get called by her enablers and begged to break the no contact, as if all of this that I'm talking about on this podcast didn't even exist. And it's okay. Like, again, this was not created with the intention of changing my mother or to get any of the enablers to see what was going on. The intention for me behind this podcast is to support other daughters of narcissistic mothers to understand what maternal narcissism is, to understand what they've been through, and also to get tools to feel better in their own life, to reclaim their own life. So there's nothing to do with her. And it's not the first time, so to keep sharing on that, it's not the first time that my mother has been put in front of facts. So I have in the past challenged her head on, speaking to what my experience has been, her behavior, the emotional abuse, the sexual abuse that she knew about, and everything else. Each time she has denied or turned it around to make it somehow my fault. So there you go. And that is not just, well, it is my personal experience, and by no means it's the absolute rule. But so far in my experience working with daughters of narcissistic mothers, I've yet to encounter one who has spoken directly to her mother about narcissism and who had truly lasting results. Because the worst that can happen is that it really truly backfires, and that you get added more labels, you get treated really bad by her. The best that can happen is that she kind of does the whole, oh, I'm so sorry, and changes, but only for a little while, because ultimately she hasn't really fully believed what you're telling her, but she just tries to give you something so that you're going to stay in the loop. That's more or less what's happening if your mother is a narcissist. Now, there is a spectrum, and there are situations where a mother has narcissistic traits and narcissistic behaviors at moments. And again, those can be pointed out, and maybe you can actually get results on those things. But when we're talking about someone that is very narcissistic, it's a different story. So if you have told your mother that she's a narcissist and it has worked, I would love to hear your experience. And you can share it with me via email at mathilde@womenreclaimingtheirfullness.me, as this would be super helpful. I'd love to hear how you did it, how it worked, for how long it worked, if you actually had long-lasting results, because this can support everyone, every listener, to know that can work. So I'm not absolutely, as I say, I'm not stating truth, and I'm not close to the possibility. What I'm speaking from is personal experience, is also the experience working with women for years now and never having seen that actually working. Not that way. Now, in this episode, I also want to give you what you can actually do. I am going to speak to that. So yeah, maybe telling your narcissistic mother head on, hey, did you know that you're a narcissistic mother? Did you know what maternal narcissism is? This is what you are. Maybe that doesn't work, but there are other things that you can definitely do that can support you a lot. So what usually happens when one directly calls a narcissist out on their narcissistic behavior is denial, justification, victimhood, accusation, and retaliation. This is what you can expect. One of these, or a mix of a few. So she may deny what you're saying. Maybe she could gaslight you into believing you're seeing things, or invalidating your perspective with the excuse that you're the one who reacts too much, or that you're too sensitive. She could say something like, you say I'm the narcissist, but I went to therapy, and guess what? The therapist told me you are the narcissist. So flip it over and stick a label on you. This actually happened in my family, where a lot of them went to therapy, and they all came back with the response of the therapist, which was, it's not you, it's everyone else. Well, that was helpful. Obviously, as you can imagine, it wasn't very helpful, and no one actually changed behavior at all. But you see, when a narcissist goes to a therapist, the version of the facts that they're going to give is through the lenses of their false self, or of their inflated ego, sense of grandiose sense of self, and all of that. So they're not actually going to speak to the reality. They're not going to take responsibility. They're always going to speak in a way that we're not blaming the poor therapist here. They got a version of the facts, but that's actually not what truly happened, is the version of the facts reported by a narcissist. And as you know, narcissists are not beyond lying to get what they want, to meet their needs. So she also may, we said justification, she may bring a lot of justification to her behavior, like, when you're a mother like me, you'll get it. Or, you're lucky, you will never be in my situation, so you'll never understand. So kind of making you feel insensitive and selfish possibly by blaming the situation she's been in. And that kind of that situation was the reason why she ended up behaving like she did behave with you. Victimhood. So she can go into victim mode, telling you she's misunderstood and no one gets why she does what she does, but that it's all out of love and for your own good. And she may go into full guilt tripping mode to make you feel bad for even suggesting that there may be something off with her behavior. Accusation. She may accuse you of being a bad daughter and therefore the reason she had to act like she did, giving you the full responsibility and fault for all that has happened and also for her behavior. Like, you know, I had to behave the way I did with you because you are such a bad daughter. I get that all the time from listeners and from clients. This thing of, yes, maybe I behaved badly with you, but I had to. You forced me to slap you. You forced me to punish you. You forced me to behave the way I did because you were such a bad daughter. And that is a terrible thing to hear. So if that's what you've been told, I am really sorry. And I really, truly feel for you because you don't deserve that. You absolutely don't. So she may also slap some more labels onto you and even turn it around that you're the one being narcissist. As we said, she can do that. Or she could tell you something like this. I might be a narcissist, but so are you. Never forget you're my daughter. And then retaliation. She may retaliate by speaking ill about you with other family members or other people in your shared community, making you look like the bad daughter or a bad person in general. So what you need to be prepared for if you decide to speak to your narcissistic mother about her narcissistic behavior, like directly telling her that she's a narcissist, is the fact that narcissists use every word as a weapon to manipulate in return. No matter your approach or how clear you're trying to speak, she may turn it all around and ultimately cause you more suffering. Why is it so hard to communicate directly about her behavior to a narcissistic mother? And if you've tried, actually, also, if you've tried, so we said before, if you've tried and you succeeded, please let us know. But if you've tried and you haven't succeeded, also, you can share your experience sending me an email at mathilde@womenreclaimingtheirfullness.me. You're absolutely welcome to share, or you can also share in the comments. So why is it so hard to communicate directly about her behavior to a narcissistic mother? A few reasons. A narcissist has an inflated ego and a high view of themselves. They're never at fault. They live their life through this false sense of self. That's what this inflated ego and high view of themselves is, a false sense of self that they have created, that they identify with. And to maintain this false sense of self, they can never be at fault. They never are. So if you tell your narcissistic mother, hey, you are a narcissist, well, that's kind of implying that she's at fault in some way and she can't take that. A narcissist doesn't take responsibility ever. Same thing. To maintain that false sense of self, of being right all the time, of being perfect, of knowing exactly what to do, of knowing everything, of holding the absolute truth, she can't take responsibility for something that she's done, because that is admitting that she's done something somehow wrong or imperfect, and she can't have that. A narcissist will use an apology as a tool of manipulation. And I'm going to do an episode on this because that's quite a topic. Meaning she will say sorry to keep you in the loop. So as we said, you may tell her she's a narcissist. And she may even go, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry about what I put you through. But that's just a way, because she feels you're about to set a strong boundary. She feels she's about to lose you. And so she has to keep you in the loop. maybe to prevent you going no contact, for example, but her behavior won't really change. Or she could apologize in a way that is like, oh, I'm sorry you feel that way. I'm sorry that's how you're seeing things, which is not actually apologizing really for her behavior. It's kind of apologizing for the fact that you are seeing things in a weird way. So it's always putting it back to you somehow. So it sounds like an apology, but it actually isn't. So a narcissist is ultimately trying to hide the shame and lack of self-esteem they carry inside, buried deep. That's why they created this false sense of self. So your narcissistic mother won't let you away with it because she would have to admit to all that she's in denial of herself. It's like they can't actually see that part of themselves that is feeling that shame, that low self-esteem, that lack of confidence, that's hidden by this false, grandiose sense of self. So for her to take responsibility, for her to truly say sorry, for her to truly get what you're saying, she would have to go in there into the shadow of her subconscious and actually face literally monsters. And she won't do that. Maybe. As I say, I never say that it's impossible. Because it can be possible. But it's not going to be because you told her she's a narcissist. Something has to click within her. It has to come from inside of her. It can't be imposed from the outside. Because that's always going to be viewed as some kind of an accusation, an attack on her perfection. And lastly, narcissists can have what is called narcissistic amnesia, meaning they erase memories of their own bad behavior and replace them with fictional memories that they believe to be the absolute truth of what happened. And this is all to support their false self, sense of self, and their false sense of grandiosity. So I have seen that happening very, very often with my mother. And before I knew what narcissistic amnesia was about, it was like, whoa, how is it that you don't actually, like, how can't you remember? And how can you have a memory of this situation that is so off? Like, it's a different planet. Like, it's in a different bloody universe. What? But that is what it is. They literally, like, their brain removes the memory of their bad behavior and substitutes it with a behavior that is perfectly justified and that is perfectly fine. So when you go to her and you go, yeah, but you're a narcissist, and you give a reason why you're saying that, you tell her about her behaviors, she could literally look to you as if she's falling off the clouds. And it's happening inside her brain. That's what's happening. She doesn't hold those memories anymore. Not like you do. And again, I will do an episode on this too, because it's quite the topic. I don't want to go too deep into it now. It's just for you to know that that's something that can happen. So telling your mother she's a narcissist head on directly, or that she has narcissistic behavior, will more often than not leave you feeling more alone, more isolated, at fault, ashamed, probably feeling selfish, guilty, or more angry and frustrated than you were before, or doubting yourself even more, thinking you're the one seeing things. So, is there, and if you've tried and you've been through all of that, you probably have felt some of these things, and I know this is your experience. As I said, this has been definitely my experience, and I've seen it so often. I've got so many emails from listeners talking about that. Oh, I've tried. I told her time and times again, and it's like talking to a wall, or she hurts me more, or this is what she said back to me. This is what happened. Is there anything that you can do about your mother's narcissistic behavior? I do get this question a lot too. If I can't tell her, then what can I do? There are a couple of things you can do when communicating with your narcissistic mother, which will first of all help you, and in some cases may create some inner reflections in your mother and result in a change of behavior. the invitation is not to be too attached to the fact that she may change and to do this more for you than for her. Okay? You deserve to be treated better and to protect yourself. So it's one, I have an episode on the top, I think it's the top three mistakes that we make in boundary settings. And one of the mistakes is actually setting boundaries in the hope that your narcissistic mother will change behavior. And that is very often leading to a lot of hurt and disappointment. So her behavior is out of your control. There's nothing you can do about that. That's her behavior, her choices. She's a big adult. She decides how she behaves. What you can do is protect yourself. And I'm going to tell you three things now that you can do for yourself. Now, sometimes when you do these things, there can be a change of behavior. Again, as I mentioned, there is a spectrum of narcissism and not everyone is at the same level. So you have someone that may have some narcissistic behaviors at times, and then you can have full-blown narcissist. There's and all the shades in between. So at times, your behavior, when you do these three things that I'm going to talk about, can actually bring up some reflections in your mother. But that's not the reason you're doing these things. You are doing them for yourself. If you're doing them to change her, again, that's going to bring hurt and disappointment more often than not. So to protect yourself, you need to manage your expectations and make sure that what you're doing is first and foremost for yourself. So this is what you can do. What is in your control and in your power to do? First thing is no engagement. So anytime your mother goes into a toxic manipulative behavior and you've learned to recognize them, you are listening to this podcast, probably to other platforms and stuff, so you're actually gaining knowledge, you're beginning to recognize in your own body when a behavior feels hurtful, feels manipulative, feels like it's a no for you. So do not engage in that conversation. You can change topic, you can stir the conversation in a different direction. You can hang up, you can go no contact if that's what's needed. But no engagement when you realize that is going in a certain way. Gray rocking is another thing that you can do. This can be helpful at times, especially when communicating via messages, emails, in written form, and on the phone. Whenever she engages in ways that are hurtful or unacceptable to you, respond with no reaction and short answers until she drops it. I have an episode on this. It's episode 83. Does Grey Rock work with a narcissistic mother? The pros and cons. And I'll put the link in the description so you can listen to that. So no engagement. You can do that in person too. You can sort of steer the conversation. Gray rocking is a form of no engagement. It's just a little bit more structured. And then the third thing that you can do that is in your control and power is setting boundaries, which kind of is the most important thing, because if you're setting boundaries, not engaging is kind of like setting a boundary. So gray rocking, well, you kind of are setting an inner boundary within yourself that you're not going to respond and react to certain behaviors of your mother or to certain things that she may say to you. So the setting boundaries is like really the foundation of all three of these things. And it's really, really important. When you're clear with your boundaries and you express those. So rather than telling your mother she's a narcissist, you communicate with her that you do not accept her behavior and you give consequences if she continues. So if your mother is trying to guilt trip you, or if she's treating you but telling you things that are insulting or hurtful, you can, there, instead of telling her, ah, you see, you're always doing that, you're just a narcissist, that's not going to work. What you can tell her instead is, Mom, I'm not going to continue this conversation. I do not accept you talking to me like that. And stick with that. If she continues, then you interrupt the conversation, either by leaving or hanging up or whatever. So this is the most important of all, and the one that can create the most protection for you, but also that has the possibility. Again, we're not attached to this. This is not why you do it, but you may, it may stimulate some inner reflections within your mother. The strong invitation is never to do any of this because you want to change your mother. I will never stop repeating this because this is really, really important. The more you are attached to her changing, the more hurt you're probably going to put yourself through, because the chances of her changes are very, very, very small. And this is not actually being pessimistic. It's just managing your expectations is really important. Anything good comes out of it, well, that's a bonus. That's a brilliant surprise. But to live hoping that that's going to happen, I've done it for years and years and years, and it was only hurt that came back to me. Only hurt. Like, and not just with my mother. I have other family members that are narcissists, and they haven't changed. No matter what I've tried, no matter the hours of conversations, no matter the amount of letters I wrote, no matter the amount of clarity I tried to bring and how I tried to communicate properly, no matter how much I even got upset and yelled, no matter how much I cried in front of them, no matter how much I tried to be rational, it didn't matter what approach I took, it still didn't work. When I started setting boundaries, they haven't really changed their overall behavior in life, but they have definitely had to change their behavior with me because the boundaries left them no choice. So do it for you. Do it for you. Set your boundaries. So again, speaking straight direct to your narcissistic mother and tell her, hey, you are a narcissistic mother. I know now. I've read about it. You're a narcissist. That's not going to be helpful. More often than not, that's going to backfire in a lot of different ways. And the result is that you're going to feel worse afterwards. So what you can do is no engagement. Gray rocking is a tool that you can use when appropriate. Please listen to the gray rocking episode so that you know when this is helpful and when it's actually not. And above all, practice setting your boundaries. You can get your free roadmap to boundary setting today. The link is in the description of this episode. That's a tool for you. It's completely free, and you can use this to start practicing setting your boundaries. It's a really effective tool. So get it today. Check the link in the description. And if you need more support on this, because setting boundaries is, yes, an external job, as in we can practice with tools, but there is also an internal work that needs to be done to fully be able to set your boundaries. So if you need support with that, make sure to reach out. There's all the links in the description. You can send me an email. You can ask questions. I'm here to support you. So with that, I wish you a wonderful week. Lots of love. Bye for now.